This is your 30-day podcast marathon, Everything Vocal Registers, a Making Musical Quantum Leaps mini-series where we'll delve deep into the fascinating world of your instrument. I'm your host, Worship, and joining me on this exciting journey are the dynamic duo of vocal expertise, Ernest and Jamio.
Hey everyone, get ready to unlock the secrets of chest, head, mixed, and everything in between.
Absolutely. Buckle up, listeners, because these next 30 days are going to be jam-packed with vocal knowledge, practical tips, and maybe even a few fun challenges.
We'll be exploring different registers, their unique sounds, and how to navigate them seamlessly. We'll have expert interviews, listener Q&A sessions, and even some musical demonstrations to keep things engaging.
Whether you're a seasoned singer or just starting out, there's something for everyone in this series.
So, are you ready to make some musical quantum leaps with your voice?
Welcome to the very first day of our 30-day podcast marathon, Everything Vocal Registers. I feel like screaming. I am super excited. I am elated. I am so glad. It almost did not happen, but you guys made it possible. You guys made it possible, and I am so grateful. Okay, last year, we were just two piloting this ship. Well, this year, this month, this 30-day podcast marathon, we're going to be three, and so much more guests are coming on. Okay. So much more guests are going to be joining us for this show. Of course, there is Joel Okoegwali. There is... Yeah, just so much. I'll just allow them to unfold as the time goes on, okay? But for today, I want to introduce to you our third pilot for this ship. And that is Ernest. Ernest, say hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Coach Worship. It's an honor to be a part of this podcast. I am so happy about it. I can see the joy. No, it's worth it, of course, because what is already packaged and set to be dropped this month in this podcast is just so wow. And everyone shouldn't even think of missing it because it is a bomb. Me being a part of it is so much joy. And I am so happy about this. I am super, super glad I am part of this. So thank you so much, guys, for having me. And I hope you enjoy this podcast.
You are so welcome, Ernest. Over to today's topic. Vocal registers. Vocal registers has been a can of worms over the years. I'm not talking about 2 years. I'm not talking about 5 years. I'm not talking about 10 years. I'm talking about hundreds of years, 700, maybe even. It has been a topic for debate, a topic for dilemma, a topic for banter among vocal coach, even vocal coaches. It has been a can of worms. It has been Pandora's box. If there's any other way I can use to describe it. It has been that way. It has been a topic of controversy. Gosh, this vocal coach says this. Another one says this. This one defines this as this. Another one defines this as this. So are they all wrong? Are they all correct? Are some correct and others wrong? Oh, it's just so much. And I know, guys, most of you are in this same position. But trust me, it is not as complex. No. I'm not going to lie, it is as complex as it is. But we're going to try as much as possible to make it as simple as we possibly can. So, Ernest, let's move. Vocal registers. Give us one definition, let's talk about it, and I'll also give you another definition, and let's talk about it.
Okay, for vocal coaches, well, I wouldn't even... The truth is just we argue most times about certain things. Most of the times we are saying the same thing, all of us, yes, but just disagreeing to the fact that we are not using the right terms. And this is why speaking on terms, it's very important we do. But the most important thing there is we always, most of the times, achieve the same thing, but just not working with the same terms. And we'll see about that. So my meaning of vocal registers, I do not want to go so theoretical where it starts to sound like a classroom, because many persons do not like it. No, just start to sleep, I know. But but what then do we do? I thought I'm just going to make it very easy for you guys to understand. Vocal registers is very simple. It is just one voice, different tones. as a result of the vibratory pattern of the vocal folds. So it sounds like a rhyme, but it is not just a rhyme, it has its meaning. Let me say that again. One voice, that is your own voice, which is one, being able to produce different tones. Those different tones are what we name vocal registers. And these different tones are a result of the way your vocal folds vibrate and many more factors. So don't bother about what people, all the terms and all of that from vocal coaches, but we'll get to that though.
Ernest, this has been one of the greatest issues or challenges people face, especially growing singers, where they are moving from one coach to another, one YouTube channel to another. So this vocal coach says this and another says that, and like that. It has been a problem now for a very long time. Different meanings to jargons, to musical jargons, has been a huge challenge. So you heard it, guys. Vocal registers is one voice. I hear a lot of people saying, if you ask them what is vocal registers, they'll say it's type of voice, it's type of voices. It is not true. It is one voice. It is one voice. It is what happens to your voice when your vocal cords vibrate in a particular manner. When your vocal cords vibrate in a particular manner at specific ranges, what happens to the sound? What happens to the texture? What happens to the, what happens to the sound in general at particular vibrational patterns or at particular ranges? There's more to this, but we're trying to be as light as possible.
You can say that again, Worship. And this is a problem a lot of singers are having. They just have this mindset that it is different voices. Right, and this brings me to the part of vocal registers, chest voice, head voice, mixed voice. This is the reason why some coaches have issues with these terms. Chest voice, head voice, mixed voice. I wouldn't go against these terms, but to some extent, I, as a coach, I don't use it. Sometimes I don't. I just use it, okay, you need to know what you can name these tones, fine, because everything got to have a name so you can call it. But these terms have, to an extent, brought about some disadvantages. Let me tell you about myself. I started off voice training without a vocal coach. And I started to learn these words, chest voice, head voice, and mixed voice. And the almighty mixed voice, I was working on it so badly. Then I going by the videos I watched, I needed to first of all check out my chest voice, head voice, and all of those things. And so when I had these terms in my head and I went to meet my coach for the very first time, and he goes, I should think of my voice as one. Now, why did he tell me that? Because it was really, really a big problem for me. I couldn't think of my voice as one. I started to think of my voice as many. Come on, I got the chest voice, I got the head voice, I got the mixed voice. Come on, these are three voices. We even have falsetto. I have falsetto. These are many voices that I'm having here. So these are the things I had in my head that made me think of my voice as not one, different, because of all these terms, all these names, right? So getting to the knowledge and training my mind on how to trash these terms and just see my voice as one and just train it, I have come to realize that even some coaches aside me don't always use these terms, right? We don't use it. Some coaches use the word strength for chest voice. Some use the word flexibility for head voice, right? The most important thing there is just work with your students and make sure that these terms, you don't just apply it so much so they don't get confused about it. And so it doesn't make them think of their voice as more than one.
We can do without these terms. Like you heard from Ernest here, a lot of scientists or vocal scientists and voice teachers have stopped using them because they can be misleading. They are not as relevant as they used to be then. They've been a great source of help, yes, but they are not as relevant because more development is happening, more information, we're getting more clarity. So yes, we can do without these terms. However, we're going to learn what these terms are. So when you step out there, you can relate when people begin to talk about these things. So we're going to do a lot of things in these 30 days. We're going to talk about define these terms. We're going to talk about how to strengthen each part of your voice. We're going to give exercises. We're going to talk with vocal coaches on their views on vocal registers and how to get better. Trust me, it's going to be a huge one. So we need you to buckle up. We need you to hang on tight. We need you to get your sub ready. We need you to get your books. We need you to pay attention. We need you to listen to this podcast over and over, ask questions, and be consistent.
So the terms of vocal registers can be very broad, but that is the most important thing is being able to sing in this different registers, the chest, head, mixed, and all of that, whatever we name it, okay? The most important is you being able to sing in all of these things that we name. So you do not have to go out there and tell people, hey, it is evil to call it chest voice. Hey, it is evil to call it head voice. You do not have to do all of those. The most important thing is that you can, you know, you learn to sing in all of those tones and be very good at them. So are we saying that chest voice, head voice, mixed voice is actually bad? No, not that. But what we are saying, we're not saying the terms are bad. What we are saying is the less usage can actually bring in some advantages. I'll repeat that. The less usage of these terms can actually bring in some advantages. And the more usage could actually bring in more disadvantages. But anyways, it still kind of depends on the coach and how he or she can actually work with these terms and the trainees. All right, so that's it. Take this about registers and enjoy the journey as we get further discussion on vocal registers.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? I'm sure at the beginning you must have heard that new voice and must have been asking yourself, who is that? It's definitely not Coach Worship and it's also not Jamie. So who was that? Well, that was Ernest, another amazing person that will join Coach Worship and I to anchor every day of the Pod Marathon. Yay! That being said, welcome to another 30 days of learning and awesomeness incorporated into one. This is season 2 of our Pod Marathon, and if you join us in season 1, you know that we are not here to joke. So if this is your first time listening, you're welcome. I would really love to have you join the Quantum Society, which is a community for all our listeners and singers on various levels. So if you really love to join us, do not hesitate to send us a message. Our number is in the description box. Do not forget to follow us on Spotify and on Audio Mac at Making This Cool Quantum Lips, and on YouTube at Eden School of Sound.